the Chief Executive of the Victorian Automobile Chamber of Commerce. Hello, Jeff.
Good afternoon.
Is there a shortage of workers, and is it causing delays in people getting their cars serviced, Jeff?
Yeah, there is, and it's not just mechanical, it's body trades as well, so panel beaters and spray painters. We had a critical skills shortage in automotive even before COVID. Even there, we were estimating there were 30,000 positions we couldn't fill nationally. And during COVID, a whole lot of sort of older blokes, people like me, sort of came off the tools for a while. I mean, I came off the tools a few decades ago.
and they didn't
go back on the tools. And that just compounded what was already an area of deep skill shortage.
And why the shortage, Jeff? Why are young people not keen to get into it?
I think it started in about 1988 when Bob Hawke said we've got to be the clever country. I think a whole lot of parents and schools took that as a starting point for universities, the only place to go. And that coincided, of course, with the closure of tech schools, you know, what we used to call tech schools in Victoria. So, you know, when you combine those sorts of actions, what happens is that parents, schools and communities, not totally, but generally, there was a huge shift towards, well, university is your first choice and a trade might be a second or third choice. So what we found is that, you know, we've been up against this for at least two decades of parents just insisting their kids go to university, even if they're not suited to it.
Is it going to start coming back around now that university is so expensive and there are so many shortages in the trades that you'll be able to make a lot more money in theory in that line of work? Will it start to turn around?
Well, it's a really interesting point because, you know, we always wanted, you know, better working conditions and better pay in automotive. But, you know, there's an industry that's sitting in behind there. You know, I've got 5,000 members that run automotive businesses. What happens, though, is once you get a critical skill shortage and you wait longer to get your car repaired, there's no secret that actually the prices go up because the people in the market know that their skills are more highly sought after, and that has a knock-on effect. So wait times aren't going to evaporate overnight. Prices have gone up because wages have gone up and conditions have gone up, which is all good. But the other thing is we, VACC, we commissioned some research recently with an Australian research group called Fifth Quadrant. And what we wanted to look at is pre and post COVID around whether there'd been any change in attitudes of parents about sending their kids into trades. And what we found was is that in the group where the parents both went to university, there was a swing. They were moving across where they were being more open about talking to their children, their school-age children in particular, about options in TAFE and options in trades and careers in trades. And what was attracting them was no hex bill, but more than that, it was the flexibility of employment and, you know, having a job for life, which meant that they could move between employers but remain employed over the long term.
Good on you, Jeff. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Jeff Gwillim is the Chief Executive of the Victorian Automobile Chamber of Commerce. 133 693.